Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 49. For those sending anything in, you could definitely feel free to send it in to none other than emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxradio@gmail.com. One of the things I want to let people know is I appreciate you all for at least checking me out once again during this particular moment in the program. And as I look out here and I see the phone numbers of people who are calling in, I do want to take the time and just let you all know that the M period, A period, M period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. For those checking us out at www.blogtalkradio.com, Lake City Radio, you can call in at 646-478-0944. You can YouTube Joseph P. Motley Jr. for some of the newest music, or YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. Two different sites for a lot of different music. My three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie B direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, call back or press 1. Now, having said all of that, and before I go to the 216-400, the 702 area code 609, let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment, because if I don't do that now, I probably will forget to do that later. Starting off at number 10, debuting the Facebook Ill Style 23 Christmas Jam at Annabelle's Bar and Lounge at 784 West Market Street, Akron, Ohio, with a 44303 area code. Number 9, Facebook Pre-Kwanzaa Message and Listening Party from Sheriff Kilroy. More on that in just a little while. Number 8, debuting Facebook Out of the Barrel Tour, Suicide Holler, DJ Crisis and More, which will be Saturday, December 28th at the Rebar at 2130 East 9th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. Number 7, Facebook Throwback Tribe presents the Winter Warm-Up at 11904 Detroit Avenue, Lakewood, Ohio, 44107. That's Friday, December 27th. Number 6, just happened last night. It was Facebook Dorian Blair 47th Birthday Bash at Tomo Hibachi and Sushi downtown. Number 5, debuting. I like the title of this one. Facebook Red, Black, Green Christmas at the Grog Shop. That was yesterday. Featuring Upnox, Tribe Untitled, if I'm not mistaken, New Tone, Opus, Nagina, Fayola, Mammon Collective, DJ Cardi Freeze. Number 4, debuting the Cook Up. More on that just a little while. Number 3, you could Facebook, and I believe this debuted, the Christmas Jam last Thursday at Iggy's Bar. Number 2, you can Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic Christmas Party. More on that just a little while. Big jump at number 1 was you can Facebook the Greater Cleveland Impeachment Rally, which was last Tuesday with much attention. So many different groups took part in that. It was good to see just a couple of the major groups come out, joined side by side. It was very interesting last week. Now, what I can do is I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. May you all have a blessed and safe Kwanzaa season coming up. Before I go to the first phone caller, let me get as much as I can out of the way and say you can Facebook Alfred Porter JR period with a profile picture of the sheriff's hat. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show will be Tuesday, tomorrow at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. Very, very interesting show, because usually if my show fell on a Christmas Eve, it wouldn't be on the air. EP and Trish and the Human T-Rex said you need to be on the air. So I'm giving myself one last shot to do it right this year. So tomorrow will be an interesting call-in guest, and what we'll be dealing with live, oh, just tell me. It'll be some shocking announcements. You could Facebook Kent and Angelica and the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Now, before I go to the first phone call at the 216-400, I must at least, like I say, this means a lot to me right now. Harold J. Stallworth, H-Jazz Music. We'll talk about a few things in a little while, but we'll just say that the Hip Hop Workshop record label is coming out. A few other things, the major releases are happening. I'll deal with all of that tomorrow. But for right now, it's 6:49 a.m. this morning. HJS, his mother made a transition. That's all I'm going to say on that. Brother HJS has been a real soldier and brother on a lot of different things. As a matter of fact, I'm going to at least take a 10-foot step ladder for this soapbox before I go to the 216-400 and 702 area code. You know, they had the cook-up at Captivate last Saturday. It was platinum producer, our own William Matlock, a.k.a. Matlock. He did the platinum single for Lil Wayne. He also produced music for Trina. It was his going-away party because he's going back to the reserves in Afghanistan for a year. And a lot of different and other income come in as a producer. He said, you know something, I want to go back and serve, give back. And so you had at least two different people with DJs that evening. You had DJ Coco Z. Producer sound man was HJS. Here's what happened, though. Got to get on this 10-foot step ladder because the reason HJS shows what kind of brother he was because, you know, his mom was in the hospital. Everybody expected the best to happen. He had sat there with her for several hours, and he called me and said, hey, Porter, you, myself, we're going to go and perform at Captivate, get some stress off, and I'm going to, you know, be there to support my brother who's leaving for about, you know, a year. And so we got to the Captivate, and there were about 100 people who came through. They were crammed in the back room. I'm going to tell you why they were crammed in the back room. Because when we got to the Captivate, Brother Matlock had reserved the room, like artists are supposed to do, or anybody throwing a party, party planners. You reserve a room months in advance, all right? And this had been reserved about a good month to a month and a half. So you get there, and the club owner double booked the room, I guess, and then took more money for another person. Said, don't worry, it'll turn out all right. We got the back room, it's cozier. It's not my fault. All right, so I'm just letting you know that's how it played out. Double book room. But in the back room, they didn't have DJ equipment. So Coco Z comes in because she was the DJ for the night. And she sits behind the turntable and says, wait. They look at her. Do you have microphones? No, I didn't need it. You all booked the big room. And so they said, yeah. And so the club owner said, ooh, I don't know how to do things on this one. Let's figure this one out. Well, no figuring it out. HJS, instead of him sitting back saying, hey, I'm supposed to perform, start this out. Brother to brother, we've got D'Anero on deck. I've got Porter. HJS said, you know something, Porter? Let's just go back and get my equipment because I don't want to let my brother down. It's something to eight. Let's rush back, get the equipment, bring it back, no questions asked. He came in, set up the equipment for Coco Z to shine. By the time we got back and it was set up, it was like, ooh, we're going to be short on time. How do we get everybody in? And HJS was just like, hey, cut my performance. And I'm like, well, shoot, if you're going to do that, you can cut mine too because I'm helping you carry the equipment and set up. And boom, there it is. So when it comes down to it, hip-hop workshop record label will be on the same premise of we'll be building our artists up, but under Black on Black Crime Incorporated, we don't charge for a lot of things that we'll be doing. We'll be working alongside Brother Shakespeare, but Brother HGS, who's a strong member of Black Man's Army, was telling me today, hey, mom made a transition, but she's prepared, insurance-wise and everything else. And so I just wanted to say, certain people like HJS, yeah, I definitely feel for the brother in this instant, but I also am thankful to know that this man, you can never prepare for losing a loved one, but this man was well prepared because he also knows that he did everything he was supposed to do to look out for his mom. Mom, you can stay in the same place. He made sure of that, and other family members had somewhere to go. So, boom, there it is. I'm going to go to our first phone caller on the line. Oh, the 10-foot step ladder, I guess 5% was how great HGS was. Another 5% was what a low-life mother supplement to Captivate Negro Lee. Anyway, 216-400, Hey, put me in this Kwanzaa spirit, if you will. 216-400, how you doing out there?
I'm doing all right. Yes,
thank
I am.
You. What's on your mind?
Well, it turned out to be a beautiful day.
And yes,
we were blessed. And I also want to thank all the ones who came to church and to the special dinner that we had the past Sunday.
Okay.
I want to thank them because they helped to make it what it is. And I hope that when we have another one that they'll show. Thank all of you.
Amen. Oh, thank you so much. And
you're
may
welcome.
You definitely have a safe holiday season.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Right now, I see the 702 area code with the 609. I don't know if usually when I get these, you know, interesting phone numbers and area codes, usually it's somebody want me to, not to say it's a bad organization, but somebody usually wants me to at this point of time donate something to the Highway Patrol, Sheriff's Department, something like that. It might be the March of Dimes. I'm not sure, but we'll give you a chance to shout out who you're collecting for, and we'll see what we might be able to do. Before I do that, I want to at least get rid of so many things that I can. Life Obstacles is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Common Sense Radio Show is Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. MC Chill Talk Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. WERE 1490 AM with that www.newstalkcleveland.com for all three of those shows I just called. You could, if you choose, you could Twitter Alfred Porter JR1. Instagram is JR.ALFREDPORTER. Yep, government name. And also, OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on www.weupradio.com. So that's weupradio.com. And then you could, like I say, I appreciate you all for tuning in. That takes care of a lot of things that I get a chance to get rid of. I want to, at least before I go to the 702 to see what fun they want me to at least throw in, let me get some other minor things out of the way. The pre-Kwanzaa message and listening party where HGS, Sheriff Kilroy, had the listening party for the hard copy release of He's the Producer, I'm the MC. Yep, it was named and patterned directly after He's the DJ, I'm the Rapper. Basically speaking, HGS, excellent producer. And I happen to feel like instead of just being a rapper, I had to learn how to become an MC. We have Peter Corrigan, Cuyahoga County Republican, co-leader, who showed up, Mike Goldstein, Mama Porter, LSD, Litter Bugs, Lady Prophet, Brick House Wellness, Iced Out Productions, Maddie B's Flowers, Black on Black Crime Incorporated members who showed up, and it was very interesting that you have not heard the blues until you heard Brother Mike Goldstein sing the Hoochie Coochie song. And it's so interesting because it was impromptu at the end of the evening, basically speaking with Sister Alonda joined in and did the MC Brains Hoochie Coochie La 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 blues remix. I will not say anything else, can't even say it, but it was impromptu at the end of the evening because everybody respected the fact that it was a listening party. And so sometimes people forget that listening parties, you're supposed to listen, and that's what we did. We listened to some things, listened to some messages. And on top of that, I would just like to say for the record that it's different from a CD release and all of that, but it gave us an idea of what singles from the anthology we could still throw out there. I do want to put out there that Black House Sound Open Mic Christmas Party was last Saturday where they gave coats to children, including Ernest Dell Smith, East Cleveland Vice President of City Council, showed up, with Coats to donate also. So we had everything from pizza to sandwiches to salad, dessert. Mr. Powers did two of his classics, Delete Obsolete, and Tell Me What God Saw. Sheriff Kilroy, Joe Legacy did a freestyle. MJ Number One Youth. A lot of youth did a lot of different things there. And also, Walk Like a Man, Talk Like a Man was requested. But I also got a chance to at least use and debut that track from HJS, the song which was called Am I Really That Good, with Mr. Powers, Tammy Kennedy, Sister Jackson, and Pastor Wiggins joined me up on my performance for the Boom Squad. It was very, very nice, packed event for the children. I'm done with my stuff for some of the events that happened last week. Let me go to the 702 area code with the 609 and see what is going on with this person. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Sheriff. How are you?
Hey, all things considered, I am doing excellent. I'm alive, so I get a chance to try to do this right once again. So what's the new with you, brother?
Oh, not a whole lot, except for I want to go ahead and give my most sincere condolences to Brother HJS for the transition of his favorite girl, his mother. I saw that today, so I want to go ahead and send him my blessings through this broadcast. I don't have a whole lot to say unless you have a question for me, considering Kwanzaa is coming up. I will speak on the first principle, but I'll let you ask whatever question you have for me first.
No, well, I'll tell you what. The first principle, since you want to speak about it, why is the first principle so important? So once you give me that, you can add whatever you'd like to chime in on.
Okay, well, the very first principle was celebrated on the day after Christmas, 26 December, it being Umoja. Umoja is Swahili for the word unity, spelled U-N-I-T-Y. And, you know, Queen Latifah wrote a song about U-N-I-T-Y,
yes,
but didn't really chime on the word itself, what it meant, or its actual definition when it came to the times, that being the second Black Power era of the 1990s. So I'll go ahead and tell you like this. UNITY, because it's a necessity. UNITY, because it is a survival tactic. UNITY, because it is a life-giving principle. It is something that is necessary. It is something for us to come together as a people and to be able to prosper and live in harmony, because you cannot have harmony if you do not have unity.
I appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to at least running across you at one of the Kwanzaa events and other things that's happened. I appreciate you very much. You know something? You are definitely, to me, a walking representative of knowing and understanding your culture, your history, and the importance. So I just want to say I thank you very much in your return trip home. We appreciate you.
All right, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
No problem. Hey, enjoy the rest of this program. I really hope you do and would like for you to. Just thanks again. You know, that's my brother calling in and making sure that we stay grounded in what's happening. As a matter of fact, for me right now, before I give myself a break, I would like to say that I find it very interesting. You know, we talked about it. We will say the Friday before last, as I look at everything that was done, I'm going to say the Friday before last, we happened to have the fact that we openly thought of, celebrated, or no, two Fridays ago. So 2 Fridays ago, we went down to East Cleveland and we retrace the route of what happened during the murder of Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams. We retrace the East Cleveland route when Cleveland officers came across the borderline, chased Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams' vehicle. It was like the seven-year anniversary this year on November 29th, and the following week we made sure to keep everything remembered. So the reason I wanted to say that is I find it very interesting that the past Friday, after we've been out there talking about certain things, Tamia Chapman, 13-year-old girl, slammed into when on West 117th after off-duty officer had seen what was going on and followed the car throughout the freeway and everything like that. There are a lot of people. I'm going to say that I want to at least focus on the fact that the 15-year-old who was a carjacker with a weapon, damn it, that was wrong. Anytime you have to flee like that, you're doing a few things like that, I'm sure the perpetrator involved was not walking around telling the whole world, hey, look at my gun, because they knew it was wrong. So anytime you had to seek and do something, they made a choice, no matter what. I'd like to blame it on chattel slavery and the remnants of certain things. That's true. There's also the fact that the conditions of the environment, that's true too. So as I look at things, the chase still happened. And to have the vehicle end up followed off the freeway in East Cleveland, at least this time officers were told in advance, the car chase was not stopped at all, amped up, and it involved towards the end of everything East Cleveland, but the car itself lost control, slammed in the and wounded about three people. 13-year-old's life was lost. If you look at unity from my standpoint, though, Sunday was yesterday. When you look at what's important, a lot of people would say, hey, it's important. You got to make money. You absolutely have to. I'm even in the midst of looking at certain things myself to add on to things. So you have to. The same time and place. Yesterday they had the rally to remember and the vigil. Talk about unity on one hand. You had people like Nate Martin from City Council, Ern Smith, Vice President of City Council. You also had Juanita Gowdy, I believe Corinne Stevenson, Mayor Brandon King, Timothy Austin, the Council at Large. So you had everybody basically speaking and showing up like they were supposed to. You also had Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Peace in the Hood, East Cleveland Democratic War Club. I would just like to say it was so many different people. National Action Network, a lot of people. Black Lives Matter, Cleveland. So the reason I say that is at least it was a strong show of unity across the board. That's number one. Number two, for those who don't know, Art McCoy has a radio show on Sundays. Sundays at 5 p.m. The way we do vigils are like this. There's sometimes we'll tell a family, we can't do something. We're not sure if we can all be there because people might say, we want Art McCoy there. Art McCoy might say, well, I have a radio show. Well, the family might say, well, we can't wait till Monday. We want some closure. We want some answers. We want to do this, that, and other. So we'll be there with whoever you can send. But we would love for you to be there. So Brother Art meets the family. So the reason I'm giving you this is to let you know that the radio show, Art makes money off of sponsorship if people want to sponsor an episode. If not, he puts his own money into the radio program. This is not a paid commercial radio. He does it because really he wants to deal with Black on Black Crime Incorporated and get other people whose messages would keep them forgot. So, Brother Art was faced with an ethical decision. And his decision was, he talked to the family. They said, we know you do your show. We'll miss you. We wish you were there. And he said, you know something? I'm going to put the money to the side. Because there have been some Sundays that something happened that it was like, damn it, we just got to roll. Now, he could have been backed up by another person, the executive producer of the radio program by the name of Alfred Porter Jr. All right. But yesterday at our headquarters, a big shout out goes to the Iced Out Foundation, because the Iced Out Foundation yesterday had already pre-planned the Toys for Tots. So about 150 children came by Black on Black Crime headquarters at 15415 Kipling Avenue, the Dialogue Center. Yeah, that's where the pre-Kwanzaa release, CD release was held. But I digress and say that by her having it there, we had a couple of our members, like Brickhouse Wellness, D from EC, who came through to support. But they knew that at that headquarters, they needed somebody who sometimes has had to shovel out the snow and do some other things and make sure things are kept the way they should be. He turned on, you name it, by the name of the president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Alfred Ernest Porter Jr. Al Porter, man in the streets, certain responsibilities that we do. And so in order to make sure the children were at least happy and that everything was going to run well, and if you needed some muscle, since some of the brothers were at the march and everything like that, I drew the short straw, and I'm like, look, I don't mind canceling off the radio show because we want to make sure that we do stuff for the community. Now, I could have been on the air to run my mouth, but sometimes that sacrifice in the community, you can't get up there and tell other people to make a sacrifice and show some sort of unity if you're not willing to get out there and say, darn it, yeah, during the holiday times you need to do certain things. I want to give a infamous shout out to Brother Hayes. Hayes, did you call me while I'm live on the freaking radio show doing my show? Hayes Flowers, we appreciate you. I'm going to at least go to the new line that's at least here. But before I do anything else, I think I had better get one thing out of the way before I go to the 216. The numbers start with a 6. I think I better at least keep my word, because a lot of times you all are right. You all say, you know something? You don't give us any real information on what's going on. We never know what's happening. And then I'll sit back and say, well, wait a minute. I did my best to let people know what's going on, but doing your best sometimes doesn't work out that well if you don't at least give people the information that they need. It just doesn't. I could talk about it all day and all night, but unless I'm actually saying certain things, then I'm just, I'll say, keeping up noise at different times. So I want to let people know that when you replay my show, or what have you, the things that I'm about to say, hopefully you'll remember a couple of them. Oh, yeah. Artist by the name of Holy, did you call me while I'm in the midst of my radio program? Get out of here. I'll talk to you afterwards. Now, the December 26th Thursday, the Umoja Unity will be at the Howe Institute at Trinity Outreach Ministries, which is the Trinity Cultural Arts Center, 7209 Woodland Avenue, 5:30 p.m., Cleveland. Also, Umoja, December 26th, which is Thursday as well, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Forest Hills Presbyterian Church, 3031 Monticello, Cleveland Heights. Oh, wow, I pass that place by all the time. That's good to know. Also, while I'm looking at things, Thursday, December 26th, Umoja, Excelsior Lodge, number 11, 14402 Kinsman, 4 to 6 p.m. Friday, December 27th, Kuji Kagalia, Self-Determination, Cleveland Association of Black Storytellers, Cleveland City Hall, Rotunda at 601 Lakeside Avenue. That is 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. At least Cleveland Hall is doing sub right. Also, December 27th, Friday, Mount Zion Congregational Church, 10723 Magnolia Drive in Cleveland at 7 p.m. Saturday, December 28th, Ujima, Collective Work and Responsibility, Keepers of the Faith, Hope and Heredity, Olivet Baptist Church, 8712 Quincy Avenue, that's 2 to 5 p.m. in Cleveland. Sunday, December 29th, Ujima, Cooperative Economics, University Circle, United Methodist Church, 1919 East 107th Street, near Chester, that's 11 a.m. Sunday, December 29th, again with Ujima, the AGAPE Renaissance Center on 11713 Buckeye Road, 1230 p.m. to 2 p.m. Monday, NIA, Purpose, that's December 30th, the Golden Ciphers, and Enropi. That's Phyllis Wheatley, 4450 Cedar Avenue, 5 to 9 p.m. next week. And also, Phi Delta Kappa next Monday, Alpha 11 for XI Chapter, Warrensville Heights Library, 4415 Northfield Road, Warrensville Heights from 2 to 5 p.m. And I will give you the ones for next week as well. Tuesday, December 31st, Kumba Creativity, Kings and Queens of Art, Larchmere Arts at 12726 Larchmere Road, Cleveland from 4 to 7 p.m. And Wednesday, January the 1st, Imani Faith African American Museum, 1765 Crawford Road, 4 to 7 p.m. That one is usually huge just because of where it is. So I hope that I have been able to at least finally quit being so selfish and stingy and give off some information. Let me go to 216-632. I hope I'm giving some useful information. Sometimes I fail at that. Hello? Once again, I appreciate you since you called to listen, and I can appreciate that. It means that I didn't fail my job, and you at least listened to when we told you that, hey, if you don't have anything to say or if you can't talk, you might be watching Monday Night Raw or basketball. So if that's the case, we appreciate you for still taking the time to at least listen to the program. I guess I should. I gave you the seven principles. I really think that it was very, very interesting. A lot of people talk about the history that came from Black Power activists and secular humanists, Malala Karanga, which he created Kwanzaa in 1966. I am going to say that it started as an answer to Christmas, but there are a lot of people who celebrate Christmas and Kwanzaa as well. And so I was so glad that our second phone caller dealt with the fact that the terms that are in Swahili is what's usually followed by the meaning, which is, of course, Umoja, unity, Kujikagalia, self-determination, Ujima, collective work and responsibility, Ujamaa, cooperative economics, NIA, purpose, Kumba, creativity, Imani, faith. Now, there are a lot of things that when people talk about it, I'm going to just say that they look at the fact that Dr. Karanga, there are reasons why if you look up Oakland, California, or Black Panthers, there are reasons why you go down there. They're ready to fight. They don't really want to have any parts of the Kwanzaa because of some of the things that Dr. Karanga was involved in, which was counter-movement at the end of everything. But on the flip side, to be it fair, if we would use those principles, and remember, I live and strive by the fact that a broke clock is at least right twice a day. I'm sorry. It just is. If you know which time, the two times, you're better for that. But a broke clock is at least right twice a freaking day. It's right. And so it really burns me up sometimes when I hear people say, well, so-and-so did this, but does that knock off the whole heritage of the fact that if we as people, I don't care if you call yourself African-American, American, person of color, person of interest, black, melanated, African, descendants of a Cuba lot, if we were using those seven principles as a whole, we wouldn't be in the type of problems that we're in. No, I'm not going to start preaching, but I'm just saying it's the freaking truth, people. We just wouldn't be in that same situation as a lot of us are in right now. So I just want to throw those things out there because the more that sometimes we don't look at certain things, we end up in a whole lot of trouble. We do. I'm going to at least take the time and put myself in a happy place and play this song that I like it. It's only 2 minutes and 16 seconds long, 216. Call in and speak. It's the tagline featuring Emacs the Image, Sheriff Kilroy, the label of 3342. Be right back.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog talk radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead inside a house, 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics, killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man.
That's all I can say. It's been extremely interesting dealing with certain things that have come up. I believe that one of the main things that happened, get on a quick 16-foot step ladder for this, because, you know, I would say back in July of 2019, I think one of the most interesting things, I think there was a North Carolina rally. President Trump had the rally, and it was like he spoke about, I will say, just a couple of the, we will say, non-white members of Congress. It was like four ladies included. One was definitely, it devolved into chants of send her back. And it was very interesting because the British media said it was basically speaking shocking, and one of the top stories was just how much of a vile, racist country that the president was running. People in, I believe, Sydney, Australia, many people wanted to know more about what they called it, in some cases, a bigoted spree, and others that it's a reminder that the entire world is an audience for this abject racist stupidity. I believe that came from the New Yorker's Jelia Kai or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. So the reason I say that is because as I look at it, Jelani Cobb, and so a lot of people felt at that time that the president of the U.S. was leading a domestic hate movement while the world watched. It's very interesting that Cobb also pushed back on that and said, believe it or not, if you have the world's largest economy, people pay close attention to you. And that is what was very interesting, because at that rally, a lot of people at that time, they want to demolish, it was looked at, the Constitution, and I believe that's what Trump spoke and said. Trump's exact words were, these left-wing ideologies see our nation as a force for evil. They want to demolish our Constitution, weaken our military, eliminate the values that built this magnificent country. But then again, it's been interesting that he had attacked four lawmakers, and all members were racial, ethnic, or religious minority groups at one point, suggesting that they go back to their countries, even though the important thing is they were born in the United States. So if you look at the fact that Trump had singled out Representative Ilhan Omar, a Democrat from Minnesota, the only one who basically speaking wasn't born in the U.S., the crowd erupted with Sender back and long sustained dues. And it's interesting because even though she never said anything like that, it's very interesting that he was able to say that she was an Al Qaeda sympathizer. And when he spoke about her last name, everybody was just upset. And he was talking about it, that, hey, hate-filled extremists should leave, and it's very interesting. So in other words, that is kind of the backdrop of some of why white nationalist troops have come through and at least felt a lot more able to attack others consistently. Especially when you have divisive cultural clashes, which was looked at for the New York Times, I believe Cleveland.com's Philip Morris talked about that hate movement as well. It's very, very interesting that people are ignoring what can be considered bigoted language. And so the reason that I bring that up now is because, before I leave out on this program, I want to say that for those people who wonder, I wonder where everybody is right now. I mean, where is exactly the moral majority who comes from the Conservative Party? And before I say anything, just say that, yes, I'm a proud Republican. I consider myself more or less a Virgil Brown Republican from my region, or more or less like the Lincoln Republican movement. Before I devolve into what's going on, I'm glad you have Lincoln Republicans standing up against somebody who may not be representing the moral Christian values in a biblical sense, even though they ran on it. Because if you leave something go, and it becomes unfestered, you're just about as bad as the problem. Taking a point, case in point, everybody loved America's quote-unquote first black president, Bill Clinton. A lot of you all love Bill. Hey, I think Bill Clinton, basically speaking, did an excellent job. But a lot of Democrats did not question the fact that the three strikes and you're out, when he first came to become president during his first term, he was supposed to be undoing some of the freaking damages that was done with the war on drugs, the crack war, the war that just decimated the black community because everybody said, hey, get off them drugs. Y'all mother should be glad y'all free. Get off them drugs. Hold yourselves accountable. Three strikes you out, which came about because if you study history, three strikes you out came about after the war on drugs that was done under Bush Sr.'s watch and everything like that. So war on crack comes in. We're already decimated. You bring in Bill Clinton, the great quote-unquote liberal hope, who was going to at least make sure everybody was treated fairly. Hey, you know, the brother played the saxophone on our Arsenio Hall show. And instead of that happening, when he got caught up in his possible impeachment hearing, Bill Clinton, to prove how tough he was on crime in between everything, he had somebody who backed him up, not the vice president, but a lawmaker by the name of Joe Biden, helped structure some of the most hard-hitting things with three strikes, you're out. And that re-decimated our community. And not enough freaking liberals or people from the Democratic Party didn't have the cannolis, the guts, or the nuts, or the what have you to get up and say, hey, this is wrong. Hey, we feel for you all. Hey, let's try to throw in something to offshoot everything. Because they wanted a guy left in. And with everything in the text that came after, hey, let's look tough on crime. Worked for a presidential candidate on the Republican side when they said Willie Horton, but that's a different story. Yeah, black criminals walking through a turnstile that forced some whites to get up off their butts and vote Republican a few years earlier, almost a decade plus. But the reason I say that is when our President Barack Obama came in, we were in Cleveland, he's running against McCain. In Cleveland, Ohio, East 79th Street, you had Lancers and Hot Sauce Weaves. Oh, let me give you a good story here. The night of the election, they gave away free food tickets to anybody who came out. Barack Obama, president's first term. All right. The night he won his election, all of us had gone through and gotten free barbecue dinners from Lancers and Hot Sauce Weaves. We were dancing in the streets, getting free barbecue. I'm just telling you, it's true. I can't even dance, and I was dancing. I took part in the Amos and Andy show, but I was happy at that time. Didn't seem like an Amos and Andy show because it was like we were proud of everything. Here's where it became an Amos and Andy show. Our president, Barack Obama, by then I was Republican, but I still voted for him because I felt like, hey, couple of times, I really thought he had an interest at heart. You had people like Les Brown, people like Reverend Al Sharpton. You had people in power positions. Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You had people who were like, okay, cool. Now, once the president became president, he was no longer a black president. He was a president for everybody, right?
Right.
But the same president who really wasn't for gay marriage, when the gay community came out strong, marching, he said, I had a divine revelation. That's why he became for gay marriage. When the Latinos shut down streets in New York and other places, all of a sudden they received their rights. And when Jews came through and said, we're having problems, I guess they were getting beat up and beat down by Palestinians who can't afford high-tech weaponry. So anyway, I'm just saying, if you check to see the Palestinian Air Force, Navy, Marines, it's kind of because it doesn't exist, just a FYI. But anyway, Jewish people were protected. But because we, as I will say, elected officials or black elected officials or others who had major congregations, and you name it, didn't produce a straight-edged, quote-unquote, what is it Charles E. Bibbs Sr. would say? You have to have a plan. You have to have an agenda. Now, I know Prime Minister Honorable Louis Farrakhan has an agenda. It's just that it wasn't pushed through as properly, and the president didn't listen, and enough people didn't get behind it on everything that President Barack Obama was president to all the people, except a lot of black people. It's just the way it is. We had no agenda. We didn't meet like that, and we didn't get a motherfucking thing out of it. So the reason I say that is that a lot of times we in different parties don't hold our own people accountable and responsible. It just doesn't happen. So this puts me back up with where I'm going with this one. Because I'm a conservative person, yes, I am proud because I know what the party stood for. Slaves were freed because the Creator allowed three things to happen. The Creator wanted us free. Number two, we as people wanted to be free. Number three, there were a lot of Caucasians and whites who agreed with the first two principles, and it all worked through perfectly. You leave any one of those things out, it wouldn't have happened. And so the reason I say it is that I at least was glad. Well, everybody is hollering what the Republicans need to do. There were some Republicans who actually did it, such as when former Ohio Governor John Kasich, who ran against President Trump in the 2016 Republican primary, said that he supported impeaching the president, I believe, a few months ago. He said, it's an extremely serious matter, Kasich told. I believe the Associated Press and others, I wrestled with it for a very long time. And he was like, I can understand why executives would withhold military aid if it was in a sense of a public policy, but you don't withhold military aid to anybody for political reasons. And he said that the final straw, it's a final straw, which really forced me to review all of this. So he was one of those who was at least for taking a look at all the witnesses and everything. Well, a lot of people said, well, what y'all need to do, people kind of forgot that. Also, there's a group that I'm looking at very, very, I'll say favorably. It's the, I believe, Lincoln Republicans. There's a super PAC going on right now of Republicans, conservatives who feel that this man better not become president again, because I cannot in good conscience say that I have any moral Christian values or that I believe in certain principles, and yet I sit up there and I allow somebody to represent my party and says they represent certain things to be able to stand up and basically spit on the Bible or Quran or any type of Hebrew text and say things that represent a Creator I serve, because the Creator I serve will not allow me to get out there and curse out people in the name of the Creator that I serve just to be what have you. They won't allow it. It would be as bad as if I work with an activist and that activist is in my eyesight, all right, peripheral vision. And the next thing I know, every time I look up at every vigil we're at, that same activist who may be married with children is hugging a person who lost a child, a mother. And the next thing you know, within 24, 48 hours, they're sleeping with that woman. Am I an activist or even a good man if I don't say, hey, fool, you can't come out with there with us anymore. Oh, if you're going to do that, I'm going to check your ass at the door. If I allow that activist to do that and I stand there in silence, then I'm guilty of allowing certain things to happen. So my thing is, for 2020 coming up, maybe some of you all need to hold your own elected officials accountable with the BS that they might do. I'm out of here.
Welcome
see you
Death
all
Row.
Next week. Everybody who listened in as we leave out from our location at the Carrington Center. Hey, it's been a nice thing, nice place to do my program. Got to try to do my program here again soon. Create a bless, everybody. Peace.